It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak, and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you, and we've got a good show for you. We're going to be talking with the award-winning Bob Coates for Bob Coates Photography today here on the program. Get the lowdown from him on what's going on in the world of technology when it comes to photos and things that he does and can do for you through Bob Coates Photography. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get one of those out of the way. We'll come back, visit with Bob Coates. Bob Coates Photography, bcphotography.com, or successful-photographer.com. A couple of great sites will tell you which one's which and what they do for you here in the next segment. So stay tuned. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. We're back right after this. Welcome back in. It is Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. We've got Bob Coates in here in studio with us now to talk about a pretty good little month or so.
Good morning, Mike.
In the photography world, you got. Now, I saw the medals. I've seen the pictures and the Facebook posts and stuff from you, and what turned out to looks like a pretty successful little award show.
Well, just came back from Nashville, which was the Professional Photographers of America. They call it Imaging USA. It's a convention. It was at the Opryland Hotel.
Okay,
and I was very, very fortunate before we talked about some of the awards that I won, the diamond and the silver, those were for print cases or imaging cases that you put in. And basically the images are judged as to whether they're a merit. And what a merit means is it's an above average image made by an above average photographer.
Gotcha.
That kind of gives you there's the cutoff line. We want to make sure that, and they really protect that neighborhood well.
Okay.
Once an image is determined to be a merit, then it goes before a bigger panel of jurors or judges, and it's decided whether it is eligible for the loan collection. And the loan collection adds another merit, and that's like the best of the best.
Okay.
And as you go on, you can earn imaging degrees from Professional Photographers of America. And I already had my master's degree, and this year I was given my master artist degree.
Okay.
And the master artist degree is a certain number of print merits plus service to the industry, et cetera, and you get a medal, which you saw online.
Uh-huh.
And there's different ribbons that you wear. So if you have, there's three different degrees you can get. One is for speaking and education.
Mm-hmm.
One is for mastery of photography. And the other is the master artist, which is more showing your skills with Photoshop and saying, okay, yeah, it can be a really beautiful image when you're
right.
done. But if it didn't take a lot of skill to get there, then it doesn't get an artist merit.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, my wife was there and put the three-colored ribbon around my neck for the first time up on stage. And
that's cool.
It was really, it was quite moving. You know, you don't think, it's like, I'm getting a degree. And it was like, oh, man,
yeah.
I'm getting a degree. And you look at the people that you're standing next to, and it's like, what am I doing up here with this group? It was really, really quite exciting.
Well, and what it's like is that you got a lot of guys that are like that until they're on stage and somebody puts a gold jacket on them, and it's like, oh, man.
it really was. And then I was also surprised by, I did post some of the images, or other people posted images of some of the things that, of the awards that I was able to receive there. And the response on Facebook, I'm not a social media, I post on social media to share ideas and thoughts and stuff, but I'm not a, oh, hey, congratulations, I don't really care, but within a short period of time of those posts going up, it was almost like they went viral, and, I'm hearing from people in my life that I haven't seen in a really, really long time, 15, 20 years, man, that's congratulations, it was really great to see it. So it was kind of neat to open up all those doors.
It really is amazing when you look back at it now, from where you were even 15 years ago. It's got to be just an amazing little journey. Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge.
The process of it, too, because we've been talking about it in this program for years now, the process of going from the becoming really a master photographer the way you were, knowing how to lay out a shoot and how to photograph things with the right light and being able to put together a great photograph, from going from that into where you are now with the technology, with the different cameras and availabilities that are out there, and mastering those techniques, and then turning all that back around and now teaching other people as you do on a regular basis. It's got to be very interesting when you look back, because it hasn't really been that long of a time from where you didn't know anything compared to what you know now.
Like you say, technology has gone so far, so fast, and you know the Moore's law of technology will double upon itself in this. You know, it was an 18-month period at one time.
Right.
Then it's the Moore's law. Well, it's been accelerated a little bit. Technology is going to double down on itself in 6 months.
Right.
And now they're starting to do things that we didn't even dream would be in the doubling down process.
Right.
And I foresee a whole nother level of that happening again, which is where it's going to be more than doubling upon itself in a shorter and shorter period of time. As soon as they get the nanotechnology at a consumer level, they've started to do it at a big level where the size of my pinky fingernail would contain enough information to run what our desktops now run, and have plenty of room for storage in that small space, which means now there's no heat, which means now the technology, you know, things can happen faster and faster and faster. So your processing times happen. So once that happens, then when you can process things faster, then you can put combinations of things together that you never would have thought of before because they would have taken so long. It's really exciting time, and of course that's moving into the cameras, which we'll talk about in the next segment, because I was working with a camera and playing with a camera in Nashville that it was like, holy mackerel.
The next big thing is here, that kind of a statement.
Yeah, a little bit. One other award that I was very excited to have, I'm also a member of the American Society of Photographers, and that's a subgroup within Professional Photographers of America that once you own one of those degrees, you're invited to become a member of that.
Oh, okay.
And what they do is at the convention or at the print judging, if you're an ASP member and one of your images goes into the loan collection, of which I had 5 out of my 8 go into the loan collection, all of the ASP members' loan collection images are put into a pile and they're judged again, and the top 3 images receive a gold, silver, or bronze. And I got a bronze award from the American Society of Photographers, and you know, it's weird. I'm almost choking up now.
That's creme de la creme.
That's the best of the best, is the way they describe it. And to be walking in amongst and rubbing shoulders with the people that are creating those images is just, it's really exciting. And the really great part is it comes down into my clients. So when I make a portrait, when I make a product image, or when I shoot something, like this morning, we were out shooting some images for a local Jeep company in the pre-dawn hours, you know, a little bit cold out there, but it sure was pretty. You know, being able to create images that really capture attention and help people make money. So it's quite exciting. I am probably the luckiest person you're ever going to want to meet. I get to work in the industry that I really care about. I get to do it on my terms, and it's really, really exciting to be able to share that with everybody.
Well, and not everybody gets to do something that helps other people out that much either. You know, when you, even if you're taking personal photographs for somebody, you're giving them a lifelong image of their, that time in their lives. And if you're photographing products and places and things like that for people's businesses, then you're helping them financially. You're helping their advertising. You're helping their marketing. You're helping how they brand their imaging and everything, and bring their business up to the forefront. So it's very rewarding on multiple sides for you, as you get to do both of those things for people on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And the other major thing from a personal standpoint is because the technology keeps moving, because things keep getting more possible, I can create more things in my mind and get them out onto, you know, that other people can see.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get bored.
Right.
And, you know, the day that I think that I know exactly how to create an image all the time, exactly the way I want it, and it's not going to ever get any better, then I'm probably, you know, go back to bartending or something, you know,
yeah.
just because it's just such a challenge. It stays challenging on a regular basis.
Good point. All right, we got to take a break. Well, I want to remind people to get more information on some of the stuff that we've been talking about, and they can kind of get a synopsis on what you've been up to. They can go to the websites. You have great information on the Bob Coates Photography webpage, which is bcphotography.com.
Correct.
And then the successful-photographer.com has a lot of more in-depth kind of things on the photography industry and what you do and what other people can do if they want to follow along.
Yeah, the successful-photography, the commercial photography site is about business
mm-hmm.
and showing the kinds of images we can create for people, and it's more for consumers of my work. The successful-photographer is more for students of photography or people who are interested in what's going on and some of the newer things. And when we come back to talk about that camera, there's some images on that first blog post that's right there that'll just kind of blow you away.
Okay. Right on. Sounds good, folks. You're listening to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Talking with Bob Coates, coincidentally from Bob Coates Photography. Very lucky you end up in that position. But we'll take a very quick break. We'll come back on the other side, visit more with him about some of the successful things that he's been up to in photography and the new technologies getting to play with. We'll be right back.
Welcome back in.
This is my job. You do your job. I'll do my job.
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Slapped again on the show.
Now, you can do this job. We know that. I couldn't do your job, so we're kind of...
Yeah, I did. I was in radio for quite a number of years. Actually, I was number 3 in small market Billboard. You know, one year I finally said, let me join in and see if I can win an award there.
Right on.
That was one of my first ones, and I got 3rd for small market Morning Man.
Were you the 3rd? Was there at least 4 people in that?
No, there was only 2. There was only 2. And they knocked the 2nd place out and said, you're not good enough to be in 2nd.
Yeah,
we'll give you 3rd, even though there was only
3rd,
2 of you. So.
Nobody on the podium in the middle.
No.
You were telling me you came in just bragging about this new camera that you got to play around with down in Asheville.
You know, and I have been playing with a lot of new stuff and having the opportunity to work with some really incredible technology. And this camera passed through my hands quickly for maybe about 2 or 3 days a month or two ago, mm-hmm. maybe three months ago. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they put out another new camera. It's kind of a prosumer. It's above advanced amateur but below professional quality as far as the amount of features that are on there.
Okay.
And I got it back, and I started playing with it. And if anybody's looking for the ultimate travel do everything camera for, you know, that really will is easy to use but will go really deep if you want it to.
Okay.
It's the FZ1000 by Lumix, the DMC FZ Frank Zulu 1000 camera. And I don't usually get too excited. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's some new features and I like what this does. And this one's starting to blow me away the more I use it. It's a 25 to 400 millimeter zoom.
Wow.
The glass is fast, f/2.8 to f/4. Usually when you have a zoom like that, you're at, you know,
now,
f/4
explain
to 5.6.
For the novice.
Okay, for the novice, the f-stops mm-hmm. is the size of the glass that gathers the information. The bigger the hole and the more glass that's in there, the better the image will resolve, the more low light you can shoot in.
Gotcha.
Essentially, that smaller number is a much bigger hole and a lot more glass, and that means you're going to get better quality images.
Okay.
So if then the F number is the size of the hole is part of the exposure equation. So you have your aperture number and your shutter speed, and between the two of them, they're kind of inverse. So if one goes smaller, then one needs to get faster or back and forth.
Gotcha.
To get the proper exposure onto the sensor or piece of film if you're still back in those days.
Right.
If we're both shooting at f5.6 and I have glass that's f2.8, and okay. My aperture is set at f5.6, and you have a lens that's f4.0 to f5.6, and we're both at 5.6, my image is going to be crisper, snappier, have better color, just because it has more glass resolving and pulling the information in.
Interesting. Okay.
So anyway, for under $1,000, and actually I think the retail price on this from the MSRP standpoint was $900. I saw it on Amazon for $777.
Nice.
It does the 4K video, which is 4K video, as we all know about HD. HD is what our televisions are. HD is what you hear about. That's 1080. That's the size of the pixels or size of the image. 4K is four times HD as far as size goes. And what that means from a practical standpoint is you could be capturing some video and you can pull 8 megapixel stills from the 4K video.
That's incredible.
Which, basically, 8 megapixels doesn't sound like too much these days because there's, my phone has 43 megapixels. But the kind of pixels they are makes it really good.
Right.
You can print a 20-inch print from that file if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know what you're doing, you can easily get to a 15-inch print, whatever. So just from a standpoint there, you can start to there's also a thing built into the camera as part of the software, and they call it the 4K photo mode.
Okay.
When you do video, the individual still frames kind of roll over top of each other so it's nice and smooth. Well, when you're trying to do stills from video, you don't actually want them rolling over each other. You want them more side by side so that you can pull the individuals out so you don't get what they call rolling shutter, where if you pull a still, it's got a little bend on the frame. So with the 4K photo mode, they set it up so that your shutter speed as you're capturing your video still allows you to get nice video. It's nice and clean and smooth, but the frames are just a little further apart.
Interesting.
And you can then pull them cleaner.
So it's really prepared and set up to be able to do that anytime you need it, you can pull a still out of that video.
Right.
No problem.
And they said, they said, hey, Bob, we're working on this new thing where we want to get people excited about the 4K video mode. And, over the years, photographers, we've been talking about the possibility that, eventually we'll all be shooting video and pulling our stills from video. And my thing was, why would I want to look at thousands of images in order to pull the one that I want?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to do it for Panasonic because I was like, they wanted me to say, make it, show it why it's such a good thing. I'm like, I don't know that it's such a good thing.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it. And I photographed a hummingbird at a feeder.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. 50 to 80 times a second, those hummingbird wings are zipping around back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the proper shutter speed and exposure, I was able to stop those hummingbird wings in almost any different position that I wanted and step through the frame, step. Ooh, I like the wings right there.
Oh, cool.
So that's just one thing. Photographing lightning.
Yes.
If you've seen the lightning and you go to push the button, you're already way too late.
Right.
Or you can buy lightning triggers and things like that. But if you're shooting video, you can say, ooh, right there where it's all, we got just that particular moment. So I started finding more and more ways. So anyway, it can be a pretty exciting thing from there. As a stills camera, because it can go from that super wide angle to super long, and normally when you're doing a really long zoom, it's going to be a blurry just because it's a long zoom if you're hand-holding and you don't have it on a tripod. Well, built into the lens and the camera, which is all one unit. It's not an interchangeable lens camera. It's a one unit. There's an optical image stabilizer built into the lens. And when you have it zoomed all the way out and you put that on, it's amazing how still everything is.
That's the biggest problem is when you go to zoom in, there's no image stabilization on most cameras. It's Well, the slightest thing, and it's
major
vibration.
They're actually building it into more. They're even starting to build it into phones. Instead, again, things are getting smaller. Things are getting better all the way across the board. But here is an extreme example of really making the technology work for a particular job. So if you're going on vacation, and this camera is very light, that was the reason that I didn't like it when I first got it. I was like, oh man, it's really light. It's kind of, it's built on a plastic body. It's but it's not a pro camera, but it does pro quality results. And I'm starting to, as a matter of fact, I used it this morning because I wanted that reach that it had, and I wanted the faster glass that it had that I don't have in my other kit yet.
Wow, yeah.
So I was able to get further back and pull the red rocks closer to the Jeep that I was photographing.
Interesting.
And, you know, compress the scene. Because as you shoot a longer zoom, you're going to, the bed will compress the scene, so it'll bring red rocks closer and stuff. If you go to shoot something wide angle and you were to do the same shot, then the rocks would almost disappear in the background and you'd be like, oh man, that's really far out.
That's amazing.
So anyway, it's the Panasonic Lumix FZ1000, and I'm really excited about that as a general everyday runaround camera for people. And it has some auto modes that I have somebody who I work with who has a little bit of palsy, and had her do some settings and turned on the image optical stabilization thing, and she's got sharp images again. I was so excited.
That's cool. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got more. We'll wrap up our tech talk with Bob Coates. Bob Coates Photography. Go to bcphotography.com or take a look at the great information in the blog and everything available to you on successful-photographer.com. Successful-photographer.com. Bob Coates joining us here on Tech Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back in to Tech Talk 780 KACM, wrapping things up with Bob Coates, bcphotography.com, successful-photographer.com.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, lots of medals. Not a bad month's work.
That's a culmination of years and years of work where it all came to fruition at one time. It was just one of those. The other one was the Imaging Excellence Award, which is it's really sexy. It's a black one. It's got a diamond in the center of it. And that was for having 13 loan collection images.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Not bad. BCPhotography.com, folks. Again, BCPhotography.com. You can get phone numbers, information there to call you and get a hold of you, or go to successful-photographer.com.
All that information's right up in the header.
Fantastic.
On every page.
Bob Coates joining us. Bob Coates Photography. Thanks for joining us here on Tech Talk, folks.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.